We are in the cafe.
We're in the cafe. We're in the
and it smells of hot coffee. My favorite Christmas smell is the smell of ground coffee or coffee being ground. That is one of the most Christmassy smells there is.
Is not
absolutely
to me.
I love the smell of fresh coffee. And here we are in Caddy's Cafe. I'm Simon Le Bon. I'm the front man of Duran Duran. We've had an amazing year.
Oh, you have. We're going to talk about amazing. The year that you have had.
All right.
Come on. I'm going to have a little hot chocolate because I'm perennially a minor and don't like coffee.
So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to have 4 espressos.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to have some hot milk and cream. So I mix some cream in with the milk and I put it in that little, you know, the little frothy machine.
Yeah.
And you get a super creamy froth and you put it in your quadruple espresso. And that gives you the most wonderful cappuccino you've ever fucking had. And I'm going to put chocolate on top.
Oh, my God. I'd take a sip off the top of that.
Yeah, you would.
I would. You know, I only ever ask you, and just think about it. I don't want to know now because it's our last question, but I do want a Crimbo drink before we leave, a suggestion from you. But let's start with the event of the year, not Duran Duran related, 2023.
What's the question? What's you say? Say again.
Listeners, I sent Simon these questions in advance, and clearly he didn't read my email.
I don't read no fucking emails. What are you talking about?
Event of the year, not Duran Duran related.
Event of the year, not Duran Duran related.
Yeah.
Could be good, could be bad. God, I have no idea. I've not been thinking about this sort of thing. I don't know what happened this year, because I was on tour with Duran Duran, and that was amazing. Well,
anything sports related? Yeah.
Well, United are kind of getting a bit better, actually, which is good. We seem to be on the up. That's got to be a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, the Rugby World Cup came and went, and, you know, England was knocked out by South Africa again. That was a repeat of the last year's final. I think the event for me. Okay, I'll tell you what the event of 2023 was, which was not Duran Duran related, is the Krasner Hughes family visiting the UK and sitting there in the back garden at the cottage with my daughter Saffron, her partner Benji, and their two little boys, Taro and Bubba, aka Sky Le Bon. He started calling himself Sky now.
He has a bit.
Anyway, that was a great event. Yeah,
that was a great event.
So lovely to see you guys there.
It was. My kids are very crazy about Sky and Taro, so hopefully that event will happen more frequently.
Yeah,
you're very sweet. What is the best movie or television series that you've seen in 2023? It doesn't have to be a show or a film that did come out in 2023, but.
Ah, okay. I would say, well, I kind of, you know, I thought I was completely not bowled over by Barbie when that came out, but I've kind of gone off it a bit. So I think sort of, I think there's other things of, you know, as the novelty of it has worn off, there's other things. So I watched a TV series earlier this year. It was about some murders in the Church of the Latter-day Saints community, otherwise known as the Mormons. It was called Under the Banner of Heaven, and that was incredible.
Oh, I want to see that. I think
it's so good. It's such a great piece of it's sort of docudrama because it's really happened.
Is it several episodes? Or just one?
Yeah, it's a whole series. Or you call it a season. I call it a series.
Are you watching The Crown or no?
Yeah, I started. I can't remember where I'm up to. Yes, I think I have. Yeah, I think the woman, Elizabeth Debicki, who's playing Princess Diana, it's the most incredible characterization. She is got her absolutely down. It really is like looking at Diana.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's amazing. She's amazing.
That's this season because I think I'm still in season 4.
Right.
Oh, yeah. All right. I have that to look forward to. What was the best book or and or podcast for you of 2023?
The best book or podcast. Ooh, I didn't really do podcasts this year. When I look back over the books that it's the best one is the one I'm on right now. It's called The Thousand Autumns of Jacob de Zoet, and it's by one of my favorite writers. His name is David Mitchell. It is fantastic. Oh, by the way, no, there is another one. It's called Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus, which is a fantastic book. And they've made it into a TV series as well. But the book is brilliant.
Is it bloody brilliant? There was a book I wanted to ask you if you read that I thought seemed very, very you, but I can't.
You can't remember it. So let's move on to the next thing, shall we?
All right. If I remember it, I'm coming back to it.
Yeah, what? Of course.
Well, if you are one of the hosts or the, I remembered the name of the book, A Little Life.
Life, but rather than A Lot of Life.
No, yes. But did you read that book, A Little Life?
No.
I'm going to send you the link to it.
All right,
it's
great.
So yeah. You, it's not even for words. It's sad, but in the way God, that you
really
you like. I know you like. Best music you heard in 2023.
And it's so difficult.
Host of Whoosh. Hard.
Okay. I mean, we just, off the top of my head, well, I'm going to have to just pick. Okay, give me a chance to get my year-end special up, and I can tell you. I've got Best of 23 and Best of 23 Rejects as well. Well, let's see. Oh, God, there's some good stuff here. Fucking hell. I actually think, you know, there's a couple of female artists. One of them is Yaeji, and we played a track called For Granted. And the other one is Leia Sen, and we played Dragonfly. And I love that track. Mm-hmm. But that's not, you know, we kind of play a bit more punky stuff on Whoosh, and we did definitely had some great tracks by Bad Nerves and Stiff Richards, which you may have played the year before as well. But actually, I think I'm going to land on a track that we just played. It's by Arlo Parks, and it's called Jasmine. It's a cover of a Jai Paul song.
And that was one of the, well, so, but the best music you heard in 2023 was, there. It was plentiful, and you're sharing that. So that's good.
Absolutely. And of course, we got to talk about Black Moonlight, haven't we?
We do. We got to talk about Duran Duran's Dance Macabre.
So we wanted a disco banger. We made this album. It was a Halloween. It was a Halloween album, but now it's a darkly themed Christmas album. Just to keep it current, you know. And Black Moonlight was a track we did with Nile Rodgers. We wanted a disco banger, so we called up Nile, which is the thing you do. It was brilliant.
You can.
Idea.
You should. Fantastic. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. It was brilliant. I mean, there's other tracks as well. I mean, the three new Duran Duran tracks, which include Dance Macabre, which is very much a rhythm track. It's all about the rhythm and that. And of course, the rather wonderful Confession in the Afterlife. Which
a lot of fans are saying that's like Arcadia Mach 2, that song.
Well, it's not though, is it? Because it's got John and he wasn't in Arcadia.
I'm just telling you what people are saying. Yeah. But then just briefly on the cafe, I've heard you say that Black Moonlight came together pretty quickly for Duran Duran, and that was Nile encouraging you guys, like, this is a good idea.
We just came up with it. It was the first thing we did when we started playing, and you always kind of discount the first thing. Like, the first idea is never really good because you haven't really dug into it. But Nile was determined and absolutely adamant that was the track we should do, because I think he just picked up on the whole descending bass line and guitar riff thing with the vocal that I put on it, which was kind of very up there. And he just, you know, the guy knows a hit when he hears one.
And your music video for it was pretty, it was different, obviously, than the...
Well, it's kind of based on the album cover, which is these 1930s pictures of seances, people trying to contact their dead relatives. Very sad time, because it was after the First World War, and there were a lot of very, very sort of bereaved people, and there's a massive trade in sort of trying to, you know, reached out to people beyond the grave.
Yeah. Huh. Have you ever done that? Have you ever participated in a seance?
I don't fucking believe in ghosts. So you're having a laugh, aren't you?
No. I don't. Some people do. I don't really believe in it either, but I believe there's spirits or weird connections that continue past a lifetime. But who knows? If I knew, I wouldn't be here to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Simon's pooing me.
No, I just don't, you know, there are all these TV programs like Most Haunted, and they're basically based on people being filmed with a night vision camera at night going, oh, did you hear that? And that's all that it is.
Yeah.
You know, or that one about this, like, Bigfoot's there, Bigfoot, I'm sure I heard it. Did you hear that? Oh my God. And you get these people jumping around and all that stuff. It's a load of crap.
It mostly is. I agree with you. What was your favorite Duran Duran moment of 2023?
The American tour, which was incredible. It was absolutely brilliant. The shows were the best they've ever been. We were the best we've ever been. The audiences were the biggest they've ever been for us, really. We played a bigger tour than we played in the 1980s, and that really makes you feel good.
And well deserved.
I think we should just mention that the special show that we did for Andy Taylor. Andy, everybody knows what the story is with Andy. And we played a show to fund his treatment, and we did it, and the treatment's been working on him. So
what are you most looking forward to?
Love you, Andy.
What are you most looking forward to in 2024?
Playing more shows. We've got an album project that we're looking at now as well. It's the kind of stuff that's great. I mean, you know, some people seem to think that this is the twilight of one's career, but actually it's the most exciting bit, because the most exciting bit is always now. We made a record called All You Need Is Now, and we still believe in that. You know, that the now that we're in is so great. We love what we're doing. We love the music we make, and we love Duran Duran. We love each other. We get on really well. It's a great time for us.
I always say that to people when they ask what it's like to work for Duran Duran. I'm like, it's just a family. Everyone loves each other.
Mm-hmm.
You're really good guys too, but I don't want to spread that around. So what Christmas, Hanukkah, Diwali, Kwanzaa drink am I bringing to a party?
Okay, hold on a minute. I've got it.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been researching this. Not for Caddy's Cafe, I hasten to add. But I've been researching this for myself.
Oh.
Because you know, I like a little drinky. So No, we're not gonna put a tree up here. We're actually not gonna do it. What is this thing called? What is this thing called? I think it's called a smokehouse. It's a mezcal smokehouse. And you make it with 2 ounces of mezcal, quarter of an ounce of chinar, which is this artichoke liqueur, quarter of an ounce of green chartreuse. I love that stuff. Half an ounce of lemon juice, freshly squeezed, half an ounce of simple syrup, one egg white, and garnish with cinnamon, freshly grated. There you go.
Are you going to be making that?
Bloody right I am, yeah. Mezcal.
I know that you like mezcal.
It's so stinky. I love it.
You're so funny. Well, I want to wish you a very happy holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Are you doing anything exciting for New Year's Eve? Now that you're not playing.
We're going to be in Scotland. Where, if it's not Scottish, it's crap. We're going to be, we're going to be in Scotland, so it's Hogmanay. That's what we're going to be doing, having a massive old knees up somewhere in the Highlands or the Lowlands. It'll be the Highlands and it'll be the Low, and I'll have Hogmanay before ye.
Recently,
Scotland,
Brian.
Scotland, 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 Scotland. On the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. And that's not where we will be. A little bit of the Loch Ness Monster. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
The Loch Ness monster is ridiculous. So is Bigfoot, all of them ridiculous. But recently, Brian was reminiscing about the first time he met you, and he said he just kept speaking in a Scottish accent, which is
I
funny,
did.
too. And I'm like, he was just
Really?
breaking the ice. I do remember that
I
dinner, and
probably
he's.
I but I probably thought I could go over to the Welsh Sea, seeing his name is Hughes.
You're funny.
Whose
You're
coat is
fun.
that? Whose coat is that jacket?
You're a good guy to have dinner with.
All right, well, I'm gonna wish everybody else a very, very, very whatever you celebrate at this time of year, I hope it's a good one. This is a lovely time of the year. And if you've got kids around you, just check out how happy they are. And you can just relive it all through their eyes.
It's nice. We're lucky. We lucky people, Simon Le
Right.
Bon. And I'm lucky to be in the cafe with you. I will see you again. When will I see you in the cafe? I think in March. You're back in March, buddy. And I
Yeah.
see you every week
Yeah.
on Whoosh, which if you can, you should listen to on SiriusXM The Spectrum, Channel 28 every week. And Happy
And
New
we got
Year.
t-shirts.
And we got
Get
t-shirts.
a Whoosh t-shirt and send it to somebody for a present. It's a really great present. And we've got a link on the Whoosh website
Yeah.
and on the Whoosh Instagram.
That too. So have a wonderful, happy holiday. Kiss all your family for me, and we'll see you soon.